Like many old Detroit schools, Nolan Elementary Middle School is a beautiful, sprawling brick complex. But Principal Angela Underwood says when she first stepped into the building last summer, it was a mess.
So when I was in cleaning, you know, in between meetings and so on and so forth, and my husband was in here working, you know, and I saw kids just wandering around the halls, I recruited students to help me. I had students that would come up on the weekends.
Underwood says she and her volunteer crew ended up taking trailers full of garbage from the school. But that gave her a chance to start building a new community.
I was able to build relationships then and with the parents and just let them know, hey, things are going to be different.
Things are different because Nolan is now part of the Education Achievement Authority. It's one of 15 former Detroit public schools taken over by the EAA this school year. The EAA is Michigan's attempt at a statewide so-called reform or turnaround district for its lowest performing schools.
We try to keep them as similar in age as possible.
Underwood seems to know what she's doing. She's worked in education all over the country. Her last gig was as principal at another inner city school in Kansas City, Missouri. But she left to follow John Covington to Detroit. Covington was the superintendent of Kansas City Public Schools. He's now the EAA chancellor. One of Covington's signature moves in Kansas City was implementing so-called student-centered learning in some schools. That's the idea that teachers should accommodate the learning pace and style of each student, rather than expecting each kid to conform to the teacher's lesson plans. Underwood says it worked in her Kansas City school, and it's working at Nolan, too.
We saw a lot of discipline incidents reduce over that time period. We saw attendance increase. I've already seen that happen here, and it's been pretty amazing.
To see student-centered learning in action, Underwood takes me to Carrie Wisniewski's Level 17 classroom, mostly 12- and 13-year-olds. The EAA has changed things most radically in grades K through 9. Instead of the traditional grades, students progress by demonstrating mastery of so-called learning targets at each level. The kids are mostly working in groups. Wisniewski is checking up on one student's math progress.
I know, but I had got 8 out of 10.
Okay, well, let's focus then on your rational and irrational numbers. How about what you
got? I got to do the evidence.
Yep.
Many of the kids are working on netbooks. Technology, specifically an online platform called Buzz, is central to the EAA's vision of transforming education. This is Wisniewski's first full year of teaching. She says so far, she loves it.
It's nice to be able to see where I need to do a little bit more pushing or where I can just let kids go, and it's nice.
At Nolan, the classrooms seem to hum along with a sort of decentralized order. When classes are in session, the hallways are quiet. But move up a level to Mumford High School, and it's a whole different story. Unlike Nolan, Mumford is loud, at times really loud, and the vibe is just a little chaotic. Also unlike Nolan, Mumford is a brand new school building. The Detroit Public Schools began some major $500 million building renovation projects several years ago. Mumford was one of the schools that DPS completely rebuilt, but now it's part of the EAA. Donnie Davis is Mumford's principal. He says the school may be brand new, but they're operating with minimum resources.
So unlike a Detroit public school, they would get state funding, federal funding, and then they get tax dollars from the city of Detroit. We get state and federal funding. We don't get a local supplement, so we're probably missing, I don't know, 40% of a normal budget.
That's because right now, the EAA isn't set up like a traditional school district. In fact, it's operating in a sort of gray area under state law, while its proponents in Lansing push legislation to take it statewide. Davis says transitioning into a brand new school building and district all at once meant some confusion, but overall, he's happy.
I think we've gone above and beyond. I'm proud of our school to say that we were really trying to help students get an education and just be safe.
Just keeping kids safe is an issue because a lot of the kids at Mumford come from some tough circumstances. We're talking kids who might live in homes without utilities, have spent some time in jail, or may just have been in and out of different schools for years. Some of that turmoil inevitably spills over into school. I sat through a ninth grade algebra class where you could see that clearly. Kids weren't so much acting out as much as they were unfocused. As the teacher patiently demonstrated how to manipulate equations, most of the students seemed absorbed in their own teen dramas. They talked, moved around, scuffled, and even left class. Standing in the hallway outside her chemistry classroom, first-year teacher Georgina Johnson admits she has the same issues. She says coming to school every day can feel like going into battle.
And then we're still expected to create these fantastic, wonderful, differentiated lessons that I just don't think is realistic at this point.
Johnson says she knew teaching in the EAA would be really hard. It's a longer school day, a longer school year, 11 months, and the stakes are really high. But Johnson says she doesn't feel like teachers get the support they need.
And it's just very stressful, and I don't know how long I can do this, to be honest.
Mumford English teacher Brooke Harris has some even more pointed criticisms. Here's how she describes the beginning of the school year.
Mass chaos. My first hour class had 61 kids in it for the first month and a half of school, so I would just pray every day, but a lot of them were late.
Harris told me on the record what several other EAA high school teachers told me anonymously. The rollout was a mess. The whole thing seemed rushed and disorganized. They say there are still too few resources, too many overcrowded classrooms, and a general sense of chaos. Chancellor Covington and state officials acknowledge their own learning curve as they roll out the EAA. They also insist it takes time to really change things in such challenging school environments. But Harris says that's just not an excuse for what she's seen.
Don't believe the hype, essentially. Like, if you want to know what's going in and on in these schools, go into the schools and talk to the students.
It's worth noting that I went back to Mumford High School, at Harris's invitation, to speak with some of her students. But Principal Davis escorted me out, saying I'd violated procedure by not clearing my visit with district officials first. So that's a quick trip through the EAA as it is now. In the final part of this series, we'll explore how and why Governor Snyder wants to take the district statewide and some of the people who are fighting him. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.